All right, let's connect the dots that Republicans really do not want connected. We have four top Republicans from the state of Florida with credible allegations of sexual assault or sexual misconduct of some sort. Two of these four top Republicans have had their allegations protected by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. So far, today, we just learned that Congress had credible evidence that former Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida was a rapist, among other things, before the 2022 and 2024 elections. No warnings, no disclosures, just silence. Now, this is uniquely disgusting because the House Ethics Committee found that Matt Gaetz did all of the horrible things we thought he did. Sex trafficking minors, prostitution, including of minors, drugs, drunk driving, obstruction, the works. You can find the full report in the description, but I want to read this in just one moment, just by pointing out those allegations were never fully adjudicated inside Congress for one simple reason. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson delayed the investigation enough for Matt Gaetz to resign. Matt Gaetz, if you remember, resigned as the Florida representative before the House ethics investigation could wrap up, so he triggered a sort of like procedural escape hatch where he could dip out of Congress and the investigation effectively stopped. Here's the thing, we still got the reports, we still got part of the investigation in our hands, and that outcome was, again, triggered by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who also conveniently delayed the swearing in of Representative Adelita Grijalva of Arizona so that the Epstein files could not be released. You see a pattern here, right? You see four different men. We're going to walk through Matt Gaetz in just one moment. We're going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump, both from Florida, and then also James Fishpack. Who knows about James Fishpack? You're honestly lucky if you don't know about him. He's running for governor in the state of Florida, and he's using far-right racist memes online to gain power. But Republicans are ignoring that a Florida school district cut ties with him in 2022 over sexual misconduct allegations. Now, again, these allegations haven't been taken to any sort of court and he hasn't been prosecuted. But at the end of the day, the problem is men in power covering up even allegations of other men in power. Mike Johnson delaying votes repeatedly. Mike Johnson protecting any allegations against Matt Gaetz that are then proven to be worse than we ever thought. Well, in this video, well, today, we are going to connect the dots that the Republican Party does not want us to connect. And it's centralized in Florida. It's not about Florida in particular, but it's about men in positions of power who are predators, who have allegations of being predators, and then abuse their positions of power to cover up those allegations. The House Ethics Committee regarding Matt Gaetz ended up releasing this report. They say, quote, "The committee has typically not released its findings after losing jurisdiction in a matter," referencing Matt Gaetz dipping out of Congress. "However, there are a few prior instances where the committee has determined that it was in the public interest to release its findings even after a member's resignation from Congress. The committee does not do so lightly. In this instance, although several committee members objected, a majority of the members of the committee agree that the committee's findings should be released to the public. In sum, the committee found substantial evidence of the following." Quote, "From at least 2017 to 2020, Representative Gaetz regularly paid women for engaging in sexual activity with him. In 2017, Representative Gaetz engaged in sexual activity with a 17-year-old girl. During the period of 2017 to 2019, Gaetz used or possessed illegal drugs, including cocaine and ecstasy, on multiple occasions. Representative Gaetz accepted gifts, including transportation and lodging, in connection with a 2018 trip to the Bahamas in excess of permissible amounts. In 2018, Representative Gaetz arranged for his chief of staff to assist a woman with whom he'd engaged in sexual activity in obtaining a passport, falsely indicating that she was a constituent of his. He then tried to impede and obstruct the investigation, and guess who helped him? None other than Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, the same exact person who faced bipartisan heat over repeatedly delaying the vote on the Epstein files, delaying and delaying and delaying until Republicans and Democrats had to come together to force a discharge petition on the floor. That is a mechanism in which you can subvert the Speaker of the House. Usually the Speaker has to be the one to bring a bill onto the House floor, but they said, no, we are going to subvert you and go around you to bring this Epstein vote to the floor. Then Speaker of the House Mike Johnson acted like he was for that the entire time. Now, let's move on to James Fishpack very briefly, then we'll touch back upon Matt Gaetz and loop it all up. So far we have Matt Gaetz, Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump, James Fishback. Of course, they're not all equivalent on scale, size, and scope. Jeffrey Epstein had an effing island. James Fishback has nothing. But again, all men in positions of power using power to cover things up. James Fishback says, as Florida governor, I'll send out a mass email to all 260,000 state employees and ask them, what did you get done this week? If they don't reply with five accomplishments, they're out. He just stole this directly from Elon Musk. He's basically a copycat of Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk combined, except he has more credible allegations. At least Vivek Ramaswamy knows how to keep his shit together. Fishback has called the allegations that he had inappropriate relationships with a female student who was a minor, quote, completely false. I mean, check this out. You won't believe this. Or maybe you will. Maybe it's something that you'll perfectly believe as a part of reality because it seems to be a common theme. One of Florida's largest school districts cut ties in 2022 with James Fishback, now a Republican candidate for governor, following allegations that he had an inappropriate relationship with a student who was a minor at the time, according to interviews and records reviewed by NBC News. Lord have mercy. You know what makes it even worse? James Fishback is a fan of Nick Fuentes. He's the first far-right Groyper candidate to actually make it this far, leveraging social media, unfortunately. He actually does have a fan base of young men who are clearly misguided. But Nick Fuentes is also defending Jeffrey Epstein. What is going on with these far-right freaks?
You niggas are not ready for that conversation. But Jeff Epstein, not a pedophile. But you're not ready for that conversation. All of his victims, 14 to 17. That's not pedophilia. But y'all niggas ain't ready for that conversation. Sometimes you gotta be the villain. Epstein's my boy, dude. Let's just be honest. Epstein was cool as fuck. There, I said it. What are you gonna do? Go ahead, cancel me.
This is all of them. All of these far-right freaks believe this. Some of them are too scared to say it out loud, like Nick Fuentes is. James Fishback was caught earlier this year. The woman, Kaina Ford, went to court asking for an order of protection against Fishback. She said he initiated a romantic relationship with her in spring of 2022 when he was 27 and she was 17 and working for his group, Incubate Debate. He founded the organization to help people debate, and then he ended up sleeping with a student who was a decade younger than him. The power dynamics at play there are especially notable. Right now, his shtick is being explicitly racist against his opponent in the Florida gubernatorial race, Byron Donalds. He calls him, quote, Byron Donalds, and he says on the stage, like he'll go on stage and say he's a slave. Then he'll pause and say, to his donors, basically just making racist remarks about his opponent being a black person, and he's accumulated a massive base. Maybe he's trying to hide the fact that he has sexual misconduct allegations in the same way that Mike Johnson hid the fact that Donald Trump has a connection to Jeffrey Epstein. Here is Mike Johnson a few months back saying, we're manufacturing this idea Donald Trump and Epstein were ever connected.
Trying to somehow tie President Trump to the scandal. President Trump has nothing to do with it. He has said himself he has nothing to hide, and that's clearly what they've been trying to do. They're trying to attack President Trump. This is what they've done. They weaponized the justice system over the last several years to go after him, and this is their latest attempt.
I just really want a day where we have a Speaker of the House, AOC, who replaces Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and is able to bring full accountability and transparency to the plethora of cover-ups that we've seen thus far. Beyond the Venezuela cover-up, which of course is important to see, the strikes that we made in the Caribbean, the potential war crimes, beyond the health cover-up, beyond the economic cover-up, we need a centralized focus on the Epstein file cover-up, the Matt Gaetz cover-up, the fact that Republicans en masse in Florida seem to be rising to power based on their sexual misconduct allegations, not even despite them, but because of them. It is a weird, awful dynamic. Let's continue to push back because Mike Johnson obviously won't be transparent. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.